Joining us for this Tour SA radio destination is Tony Ford from Boston Bay Wines. Now, Boston Bay Wines, surprisingly, overlooks Boston Bay. Here on the Eyre Peninsula, just out of Port Lincoln, less than a stone's throw. If you can throw a stone further, well, you've already made it to Boston Bay Wines, essentially.
No, thanks for having me, Ben. Yeah, you could throw a tuna that far almost.
Absolutely. Speaking of big fish, you've actually just done some harvesting, actually, of a pretty big fish. Well, kind of. It's Sauv Blanc, but it's called the Great White.
Yeah, yep. The 2020, probably one of the first picks in the state, and the first on the peninsula.
Yeah. True, right. And, you know, it's in the name. It's a great white wine, so you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, I think they named a shark after it. So we were very proud of that. Yeah.
We welcome quite a lot of cruise ships to the Eyre Peninsula, and you've actually been given quite a big nod from one of them. Princess Line Cruises have named you as one of the best destinations in not just South Australia, but all of Australia.
Yeah, we're one of the tours that get offered to all the cruise ships. Is our Taste of Eyre. We do our Hiramusa Kingfish on Fire demonstration, and we were just voted the 11th best tour on that particular cruise line. So I think we've got a lot of boats, and it's a big, big business. That was, yeah, really exciting, and I know we have a lot of happy people.
That's fantastic, and that is up against national competition. That's against your Sydney Bridge Climbs and, you know, going off and doing this, that, the other, and it's like, Eyre Peninsula, we don't do things by halves, do we?
Yeah, no, very, very exciting. And hopefully, you know, show people from out-of-towners especially our amazing seafood and what to do and what not to do and how to look after it and how to get the most value out of your fish and use all the components and for different things. It's such a shame when you see people just using the tube of the squid and throwing the flaps and tentacles away. They certainly don't do that where they're hungry and they certainly don't do that where they pay a fortune for the whole product. Yeah, we've got a bit to learn there.
Now, speaking of some interesting events and stuff that you've got going on, you've actually got quite a significant one coming up in a couple of weeks' time, don't you?
Andy Seymour's going to do the Under the Stars. It's on the 14th of March and one of quite a few events that we're looking at. So we've done a $60,000, $70,000 renovation to our lawn area so that we can do marquees and bigger functions. So I'm not sure we'll have a marquee that night. You wouldn't be able to see the stars at all then, would you?
Under the stars, mate. You don't need a marquee.
So. Yeah, so yeah, he's certainly going to be one of the first artists to crack open our new venue out there.
Brilliant. And of course, it is a destination in itself, not only for weddings, functions, events, but as we've just heard about, for musicians as well. I'm very excited about that gig.
Yeah, no, we do. Our Sundays by the Sea, so we're starting them up very shortly. But brand new website's just been launched, and our three main food concept is 7 days a week from 12 to 3, we're doing our regional seafood platters, which are $48. Thursday to Sunday, we have a food and wine matching combination with our Sauv Blanc, Riesling, Miss Ruby and Merlot. So we've matched a little four-piece entree to that. And then we have our Feed Me 40, which is our main concept, and that runs Thursday to Sunday, which is a sort of shared platter, and people can get stuck into it. It's very generous and very incredible value, and great for twos and fours and sixes.
Or ones if you're just really peckish like yourself.
Yep. We do ones, so that's good.
It's certainly worth following you on all the social channels. You're across everything, aren't you?
Yeah, my wife's pretty handy at that, Sonia. So she's the co-owner of Boston Bay Wines, and we're very, very lucky. We've got her on the job there. I get a few more spelling mistakes than she does, I'm sure.
Certainly worth looking up Boston Bay Wines on either Facebook, Instagram, or even just jumping onto your website as well, because you've got basically everything that you need to know, including contacting you and getting bookings and stuff done that way as well. Makes life almost too easy. So that's bostonbaywines.com.au.
Yes, that's perfect.
Awesome. Tony, thank you so much for stopping by for Tour SA Radio.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.